This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have success stories you'd like to share, how you're handling all of this craziness that's out in the world. It seems to be calming down a little bit, but how you've been handling it, if you're still sheltering in place, or if you were, or if you weren't, or if you're wearing a mask. What do you guys think of this whole mask situation? Is the resistance, a lot of people have resistance to wearing masks, is the resistance based on some kind of weird psychology of you can't tell me what to do, some kind of childish or infantile perspective on child-parent relationships, or is it logical? Does it make sense? Does it make sense not to want to wear something that you know is silly? Does it make sense to want to wear, not to want to wear something that you know is unhealthy? Wearing a mask is not healthy. Wearing a mask is not psychologically healthy. It's not sociologically healthy. Human beings need to see each other. We need to see each other's faces. We need to see each other's smiles to have connection and to have communication. So it's not psychologically healthy. It's not sociologically healthy. And it's not physically healthy to wear a mask. And all in the name of a very unlikely argument that it's protective. It's very unlikely that a mask is protective. In fact, it's almost certainly unlikely. It's almost certainly not likely that a mask is protective. Nonetheless, what do you guys think? There are some communities that are mandating masks. There are some stores that are mandating masks. I tried to get an appointment, a medical appointment, an eye doctor's appointment last week, 2 weeks from now, and they said, you're going to have to wear a mask, and you're going to have to get your temperature taken. There are now drones that take temperatures, by the way. Have you heard of this? They couldn't use them. There was a public outcry. I think it was in Connecticut, but it's only a matter of time. So what do you guys think of all that? 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to, and we'll take your calls in our second segment. We're talking to Carol Edmondson in the bottom of the hour, the Doodle Lady. She's got a book called The Healing Power of Doodling. Actually, she has several books about doodling for health. And she speaks from experience. She was diagnosed with cancer, and she used doodling to help her deal with it. The Healing Power of Doodling is her book, and she says you don't have to be a trained artist to benefit from doodling, and she talks about the idea of using, she didn't say this, but it's basically spiritual doodling, sacred doodling. She calls it sacred doodling. We'll talk to Carol Edmondson, bottom of the hour, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls this segment. And if you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase longevity products by calling 866-735-2470. And you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. We'd love you to join the Brightside Ben team.
You can help. We can help you build a business. You can help. You can have a business. You can supplement your income. You can have a primary source of income if you've been laid off or if you have been furloughed, as they say, which is basically no money. This is an amazing opportunity for $30. All you got to do is, I used to say you have to have an entrepreneurial mindset. I used to say that you have to be a warrior, and you do, but you don't. These days, even if you're not born to be an entrepreneur or a warrior, it behooves you to at least look into this thing. It's a great business opportunity. It involves nutrition, which everybody needs now. The checks are going up. People are buying nutritional supplements like crazy. Longevity's got some great nutritional supplements that are unavailable in health food stores. You can learn about nutrition. You can learn about health. And this is really, like I've been saying since day one, crisis equals opportunity. And the larger the crisis, the bigger the crisis, the bigger the opportunity. We have an opportunity now. You have an opportunity to get control of your financial health. And we all have an opportunity to get control of our physical health. Longevity combines the two. Financial health and business health. Financial health and physical health. 866-735-2470 if you want more info or if you want to sign up or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We'll get your calls next segment. Carol Edmondson, bottom of the hour. Have you guys been hearing about the gender gap or the gender difference in people who get COVID? It turns out that men get it more than women. A lot of this has to do with the hormone testosterone. Testosterone is an immune suppressant in the same way estrogen is an immune booster. Estrogen stimulates the immune system. Testosterone drops it. From an evolutionary perspective, you didn't want to have a lot of inflammation and you didn't want to have a lot of immune response when you're out hunting. So men, testosterone has, over the course of millions of years, testosterone has been linked to slowing down of the immune system. Of course, this means men deal with autoimmunity less than women. Women are most autoimmune issues are female, but for men, this idea of androgens, which is the technical name for male hormones, this idea of androgens being linked to an increased risk and an increased severity makes perfect sense. In fact, androgen deprivation is actually used to treat cancer, specifically prostate cancer. They'll deprive the body, they'll feminize you, basically. If you have a prostate health issue, and it's very, 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 very common to at least have BPH, at least have, when you're in your 60 or above, or even late 50s, to have issues with getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom two or three or four times a day, or four times a night, it's very common. And prostate cancer is very common, and by the way, it's not necessarily deadly. People die with prostate cancer, don't even know it. They don't even know that they had prostate cancer until they do an autopsy or they do some kind of, after the patient dies and they do whatever they do after the patient dies, they look and they see prostate cancer and nobody even knew. Prostate is a fatty gland, and that's the key to understanding how to deal with the prostate. Just like the skin is a fatty organ, and that's the key to understanding how to deal with the skin. And just like the breasts are fatty tissue. The fat system of the body is the key to understanding how to deal with androgenic cancer, as well as other cancers, and the skin. And when I say understanding the fatty system of the body, it means first and foremost distinguishing fats from water. Now, you guys are probably sick of hearing me say that because I say it all the time. It's a primal distinction, and understanding the distinction and understanding how to use it is important for dealing with your health. Your fatty nutrients, there are a lot of reasons here. Fatty nutrients are where the work on the membrane, on the outside part. The outside part of a cell is fatty. The inside part is watery. The fatty nutrients work on the membrane. The membrane is the key to communication. Cells grow by communicating, by talking to each other at the level of the membrane. The membrane is the brain. It's the information processor. Membrane is the brain. We used to think the brain was not that we used to. We colloquially, lay people will say think the nucleus is the brain. Actually, even healthcare professionals will think the nucleus is the brain. No, the nucleus is not the brain. The information processor, which is what a brain is, it takes in information and processes it like a system, information in, information out. It does black box magical things in between. It's all dependent on fats, especially essential fatty acids, essential because you got to get them in the diet, which means if you don't get them into the diet, your cells aren't going to be working correctly. Your fat cells aren't, and EFAs are vital for prostate cancer. In fact, eating the wrong fats is probably one of the main reasons why we're dealing with a prostate cancer epidemic, particularly trans or fat or fried or somehow heavily processed fats. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back with you and your phone calls and more good health information right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got the Doodle Lady, Carol Edmondson, author of The Healing Power of Doodling. I guess anything you do with intention can be healing. I never thought of doodling as being healing. I certainly never thought of it as being a sacred skill, but she calls it a sacred, she calls it sacred doodling skills, fun and easy. The Doodle Lady will be here to talk about doodling and mindfulness and good health, good mental health. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls to the segment, 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to purchase longevity products, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Treatments, Truth Skin Health products. We've got Mother's Day specials. A really neat Mother's Day kit is up with a... It comes in a little kind of carrying case. Really super cool. We have it up at TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. This is a concept. Truth Treatments are based on a formulation concept that I developed in a compounding pharmacy, and boy, does it ever work. I am blown away by the reviews that we're getting, and all you got to do is just look on Facebook or Instagram or just Google Truth Treatment reviews, and you'll just get all kinds of. Now that they've been out in the public domain for 5 years or so, you'll see all kinds of testimonials. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. We'll get your calls here in just a sec, so hang tight. So we were talking before we went to break about the androgenic connection, male hormone connection to the immune system. There's also something very interesting that's going on with this viral infection that is going around, and that involves the blood. And this will come as no surprise to anybody who's been listening to me talk or listen to this program. It will come as no surprise that there is a very important and under-recognized link between blood thickening and risk for viral infection. Not just infection. Not just infection, for symptoms, and even worse for hospitalization, and God forbid for respiratory ventilation needs. You do not want to go on a ventilator, people. I don't know anybody who's had to deal with this personally, but I'm telling you, if you know anybody, or if you yourself have to deal with being hospitalized, you don't want a ventilator unless you are out of it and you can't have no other options. One of the things that's happening is they're noticing that there's blood problems here, and it specifically involves blood thickening. I've been talking about this phenomenon for decades, since I first heard about it, that blood thickening is linked to disease and risk for disease, and blood thickening is a sign of toxicity. Patients who have severe infection, that is, who are symptomatic, have issues with clotting. Have issues with coagulation. Patients with severe, this is from reading from the British Journal of Hematology. Patients with severe COVID-19 infections presented with clotting issues, coagulation issues. This clotting and coagulation is technically called is technically caused by a chemical called fibrinogen. It's fibrosis. It's fibrosis. This is what clotting is. It's fibrosis. But when we talk about sticky blood, we're talking about fibrotic blood. Fibers in the blood. Fibers are a sign of protection. Fibers are one of the ways we die. Fibers are one of the ways we get sick. All disease has, chronic disease has some element of fibrosis associated with it. And when your blood is fibrotic and clotting and sticky and sludgy and dirty and whatever metaphor you want to use, you're more prone to disease. And this particular thing that we're dealing with has a very important blood component. So what does that tell us? It's telling us we should be working on the blood. Yes, we should be working on the immune system. We talk about that a lot. But we should also be working on the blood. We should be working to thin the blood. We should be using nutrition to thin the blood. We should be using detoxification to thin the blood. We should be using oxygen to thin the blood. Longevity has great blood thinning products. One of the best ones, or formulations, one of the best ones is the Fucoidin Z. Fucoidin is a great blood thinner. That's one of its claims to fame. The Fucoid Z. Everybody knows about niacin and zinc, or I shouldn't say niacin, but everybody knows about zinc and vitamin C. Niacin's one of those hidden immune boosters that everybody should be using, as is selenium, but we don't talk about the blood. Oxygenation is very important for thinning the blood, and it's no accident that there's an oxygen issue going on. Between oxygen and coagulation, you've got two major places in addition to the immune system where we can work, where we don't have to frickin' stay locked up in our house. Excuse me. Just got mad there when I think about these things. These intrusive fascist, heavy-handed, out of proportion protocols or solutions that we've come to accept are not necessary if we understand biology and immunology and how the body works. It's pure ignorance. Pure ignorance. Now, it may not be willful ignorance. It may not necessarily be pure ignorance. There may be some stuff going on here. Nonetheless, that we buy into it, that lay people buy into it, is only because we don't understand the basics. I'm talking the basics of how the body works. And that's what's costing us. That's costing us our freedom, and it's costing us our liberty, and in addition to, of course, costing us our longevity and our health. Understanding how the body works is so darn important. And also, it's part and parcel with understanding how the mind works. Understand how we work. Man, know thyself, as the Delphic Oracle said, as it's in ancient Greece. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Georgia and say good morning to our friend Don. What's up, Don?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What words of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, you know, this whole thing is crazy. I'm sitting outside. I'm getting some sun. I'm drinking my green smoothie. I'm having some soap with nuts. And I'm just amazed. Well, not really amazed, but the memes that have completely taken over society.
Yeah, the memes, the mind viruses, right?
Yeah, the mind viruses are at an all-time high. You know, no one's listening. They told us not to wear a mask. They laughed at us, actually, in the beginning when they said, don't wear a mask. It does nothing for you.
Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, a mask is necessary. You can't go to Whole Foods without a mask.
And I'm in Georgia. It's 80-something degrees, and people aren't realizing. They also told us that heat kills the virus. Well, how can you breathe deeply with a mask on?
How are you going to breathe with a mask on? Isn't that crazy? No, you will breathe. You'll just be breathing in your own carbon dioxide that's supposed to be exhaled, any kind of toxins that are supposed to be exhaled, and the crap from the mask, whatever kind of mask you're wearing.
Yeah. So, you know, the memes are at an all-time high.
Right.
Agenda 21 is definitely in effect. These plans have been going on for a while now.
Right.
But it doesn't work, Don.
It doesn't work unless we're complicit.
That's the whole thing, is that now the boogeyman is
the
an
boogeyman.
Unseen thing, the virus.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the boogeyman.
And has everybody fighting against each other.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. The divisiveness that's now, the lines have been drawn, and that's very important, and that might even be part of the whole, one of the mechanisms involved in this entire COVID-19 machinery that's going on. All right, Don, we have a guest at the bottom of the hour. Come back tomorrow. I'd love to talk more with you. Thank you so much. Take care. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got the Doodle Lady coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. As the nation's COVID-19 death toll nears 70,000, President Trump will be heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks because of the pandemic. He'll be at a Honeywell Aerospace plant that's now making N95 masks for first responders. In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Charmel Teague because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A chief executive at United Airlines now encouraging employees at the company to leave the company due to the financial toll being caused by the pandemic. CNN reports COO Greg Hart said in a memo to workers they should consider leaving the airline voluntarily as the company is looking to adjust its workforce, in his words, to the right size. It comes as United executive salaries have already been reduced and flight schedules for May and June have been cut by 90%. Landlords are getting a stern warning from federal prosecutors against trading sex for rent payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern California saying that any landlord that's asking tenants for sexual favors in lieu of rent during this pandemic will be indicted. It's been reported that millions of Americans have had trouble paying their monthly rent because of the economic toll of COVID-19. The 2020 NFL schedule is to be released on Thursday on the NFL Network. As questions linger about how the league is going to approach the season amid the pandemic, the network will air what it's calling Schedule Release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. It'll break down the schedule by division and highlight the top matchups and primetime games. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, search engine is up at benfuchsarchive.com. Thanks, Peter, in the UK for setting that up. And we've got all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compound and pharmacy to heal the skin because healing is beauty. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm excited to have our guest on, Carol Edmonston. I randomly just ran into her information, and I gave her a call. I said, I want to get you on the air, because she has a book. She has a specialty, and she writes about doodling. She has a book called The Healing Power of Doodling, which is a very easy to read and very helpful and very insightful book. And her, upon delving into Carol's work, I found out that she is a spiritual lady. And I've always said that it's SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. If you want to be healthy, you got to be firing on all cylinders. You got to be working on all the levels. We talk about health on this program, about chemistry and about nutrition. But we also talk about the mental and emotional nature. And, of course, the spiritual nature transcends it all. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Carol Edmonston. Hello, Carol.
Good morning. How are you?
It's so nice to talk to you. You know, Wayne Dyer, I'm sure you know Wayne Dyer, he wrote a book many years ago called There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. I think that was the title, but it was something along those lines. And I always like to look for ways that you can use things in your life spiritually, eating spiritually and walking spiritually and talking to your mother or your wife or your spouse spiritually. And there's all kinds of ways we can access spirituality, but I never thought of doodling. So tell us about how you came. First of all, you have an interesting story. You have some personal health things that you've successfully dealt with. So how did you come to this idea of the spiritual nature of doodling, and how is it the end result of what you've gone through in terms of your personal experience in terms of your health, that is?
Well, let me start by saying that I was one of the first people who thought I'd lost my mind to think that something that sounds so mindless and frivolous could have had such a profound impact in my life, because I really was in the world as a pretty much a left-brain person. I like things to make sense and be logical. And as you had mentioned, I've had some personal, what happened for me is I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1995, and then exactly 2 years later had another diagnosis of breast cancer. By that time, I'd already been on a spiritual path and learning about the power of meditation and, you know, just learning how to kind of silence that mind and be able to step into a quiet deep space and really discover the essence of who I was. But one day I was at a doctor's office waiting for some test results, nervously waiting for test results, and my mind was just running wild, imagining all sorts of what if scenarios. You know, what if it's positive? You know, what if I find out that something is going to come back and I'm going to lose my life? What about my son, my husband? So I got up from my chair and I thought, I need to do something, or else when they take my vital signs, they'll be off the chart. So I asked the nurse for a piece of paper and a pencil, and I just went back to my seat, and I just started to aimlessly doodle. And the more I got lost in this spontaneous moment in time, I recognized that my mind wasn't wandering all over, imagining all sorts of scary scenarios. But I kept doing it when I came home, because by the time I left that office, I realized that, you know, I think I stumbled into something powerful, but I had no idea what it was. And it really took off from that point. And I ended up, you know, buying a little plain blank doodle journal that I just kept all my art in. And that's pretty much how I got started with it. But it really led me down a path to really contemplate and think about, because some of the art that was coming out of me was, I was surprised. Mm. I was a paint by the number. Do you ever remember that? The paint by the number sets as a kid? You
Absolutely.
Couldn't make a mistake. You'd find a number on the paper and a number on the pencil, and you'd match them up and you'd create beautiful art. And I was a paint by the number kid. I was certainly not an artist. But when I got lost in this creative moment in time and my mind wasn't wandering into all sorts of everything out there in the world, worrying about, you know, what's going to come and what was, that I really created some amazing pieces of art. And so I really, from that point on, started to really look into, you know, what the possible meaning and how this could impact me.
So it strikes me that doodling and paint by numbers are a primal distinction. Like we could call left brain right brain, or we could call it intuition, logic. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can make this distinction, but it's primal. It's basic. Doodling,
right,
we can live our lives as doodlers, or we can live our lives as doodlers or paint by numbers, or kind of combine them both, which is probably the best way.
Well, I had a really really interesting, you know, thing that popped up for me. When I started doing the doodling, you know, I wasn't trying to create something that my mind could vision, you know, like a bird, a building, a plant. I created the outline, and I don't know, it just bubbled to the surface. If you were to take your pen right now and just put it on a piece of paper, and then maybe the time it just takes you to take a breath in and a breath out, just let your pen wander over that paper without lifting it off the paper from, you know, and make a squiggle, an abstract squiggle, trying to begin and end at the same point. And, you know, just do it in a matter of maybe 5 seconds. What you end up with is something that looks like a mess. It just looks like an abstract nothing. And then I would go back and fill it in with whatever I wanted, you know, stars, hearts, you know, lines, anything I could imagine. And that's when the magic started happening for me, and I saw what I ended up creating, and it's like, how did this happen? You know, where did this come from? And, you know, in life, there are so many times when we experience unexpected events, and, you know, we're going through a major turmoil right now. We don't really have control over that, and but we have control over the choices we make and how we want to respond to something. And when I started asking myself the question, well, what does that have to do with the art, and what does that have to do with the journey through cancer? Well, I started looking at things, strangely enough, through time zones. You know, am I living in the past? Am I living in the present? Am I living in the future? And, you know, the past represents so much of the regrets, you know, the what-ifs. Well, the what-ifs that live in the unknown future, trying to figure out scenarios, and the if-onlys from yesterday, from the past. But yet, when we stumble and stay in and try and stay in that space of the present moment, that's where we can really tap into our own inherent wisdom and the strength and the courage we need to really navigate through most of what comes into our life. And that's what the doodling was, because the abstract, the outline you just made in a matter of 5 seconds, well, you had no idea from beginning to end what it was going to look like. But then you do now have the choice in how you want to fill it in.
Oh, my goodness. That's so powerful. That is so powerful. So doodling is kind of like this idea of filling in, of like taking the unexpected and then filling it in with your own response. That's like, that's a metaphor for living life, the doodling thing that you're doing.
Exactly.
It's a metaphor for living life. All right, so I got so many questions I want to ask you. We've got to take a break, Carol. We're talking to Carol Edmondson. The book is The Healing Power of Doodling, and it's called Sacred Doodling, and that's what I really want to talk about in our next segment, the sacred aspect and the spiritual aspect to it. We're talking to Carol Edmondson. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider doctor to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to the doodle lady about sacred doodling. Carol Edmonston is the is an author and a speaker and a just motivational person, I guess you'd say. The name of the book, the title of the book is The Healing Power of Doodling. Carol, there's this mathematician named Rudy Rucker, and he writes books for the lay people, and he has a concept he calls gnarly, and he says mathematical formulas sometimes are gnarly. When you say doodling, that's kind of what I think of. Like, life is a doodle. It's not like a representational art form. It's a doodle. It's abstract. It has ups and downs, and we don't know what's coming up around the corner. But the brain likes certainty. Human beings like certainty. How do you reconcile those two things, what the brain likes from the natural doodly nature of life?
I loved certainty. And what I discovered in my life, I was very good at connecting the dots, beginnings, middles, and ends. I did a lot of event work. And when everything was, I was in control, I felt very safe. And breast cancer came into my world and plopped me right into an unknown middle. Mm. And the great life lesson for me was for me to discover what faith and trust were all about being so totally present that I could trust a process, that to stay out of worrying about, is breast cancer going to, you know, be a death sentence for me? Is my child going to lose his mother, my husband, a wife, etc.? I became so lost in a spontaneous moment in time, you know, just really swept away by this carefree moment, and fixated in the moment I was in and only that moment. Mm. Because I had been on studying, you know, meditation for a number of years, I had to continually ask myself the question, if I could connect and create beautiful art while having no sense of really what I was doing artistically, and watching that I was just so peaceful and quiet creating that piece of art. Could I not do the same while I journeyed through something that on the outside seemed to be so scary and frightening?
Mm.
And again, I discovered really what faith and trust were all about for me. And it is, this is why the doodling became sacred in a way for me, because it was really helping to connect the dots between the outer stress I was experiencing and the inner calm that's a part of my nature, a part of all of our natures. So the pen took on a life of its own.
Are you saying that when you were in the doodling process, that took you into the present? That the process itself of doodling made you be present? Is that what you're saying?
It became an open-eye meditation for me. It was my meditation. When you do something that's abstract and your mind isn't figuring out, well, have I done the tree perfectly? Have I made the building, the landscape perfectly?
Oh my gosh.
But when you step into an abstract moment in time, mm-hmm. like the way I created the outlines, I had no idea what a finished product was going to look like. I'll tell you an interesting story. I had gone into a first and second grade classroom with children because I love taking this. That's a stressed out demographic, and just to give children a creative tool to just kind of walk through, you know, boredom or stress in their lives. But I was only doing my art in black and white because I felt safer. I'm a recovering perfectionist, quite honestly. But these kids had all these Astro Bright gel pens, and I was walking around the room, and I couldn't believe how beautiful their art looked. It looked like stained glass. And so I went in there as a teacher and left as a student, and the kids really taught me a lesson about just trusting. You know, when you look at some of my art, and your listeners can go to the website, thedoodlelady.com, there's some of my art up there. But really what pushed me to really discover, you know, a truth for me was, and how to look at breast cancer in light of my whole life and everything else, is if you look at any one little arc, any one little section of a doodle when I finished it, well, maybe one little twist and turn up there was my journey through cancer, but maybe another part of it was a happier time when I got married, or when I had a child, or when I celebrated holidays with my parents and family. So I look back and I think, well, you know what? Even though we have hard chapters in our life to journey through, when you step back and look at the bigger picture, you have created a masterpiece. It all boils down to the choices we make along the way. And I think that's, we have the power to create wellness in our own lives, just being very mindful of those choices, but also being very mindful to recognize the stress we have going on in our lives and to give it voice.
Now, I got to tell you, and this is for the listeners also, on your website, thedoodlelady.com, there's a picture of you, and that is exactly what a meditator looks like. That is exactly what a long-term meditator looks like. That look that you have in that picture is so beautiful, I have to tell you, Carol.
Thank you.
Your work shines right through it. So doodling neutralizes perfectionism. It kind of cancels it, doesn't it?
Well, I will acknowledge and call myself a recovering perfectionist. There are times I still stumble in the world and fall down, you know, and I recognize, you know, those are the times that I need to take push that pause button and take some deep breaths. But I've learned a lot. I know this is, it sounds crazy to your listeners, but I'm sure you've heard this before. I would not take away that chapter of my life as I journeyed through cancer because I discovered and learned so much about myself.
That is so powerful. If we could have that perspective when the crap was hitting the fan, right then, right in that moment, if we could say that, what you just said, how much better would our lives be?
Well, and at the same time, I will say one must always honor what one is feeling. And there are times that we just want to cry or scream. Mm-hmm. And at those times, I say, pick up a plastic baseball bat, make sure no one else is in the bed, and take a good whack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to let that out of us. But at the same time, we then need to make sure we have strategies we have created so we can continue to walk through these unknown chapters or these stressful chapters.
I love how you say walk through, because it's a journey. It's like almost like you're walking through a forest, you know, the hero's journey in a way, and how you're going to handle the lions and tigers and bears is what it's all about, because there's going to be lions and tigers and bears. It's just how you handle them.
Well, the middle is so important. I don't think I ever really recognized how incredibly powerful we all are, because within each of us we have that sacred space where we can tap in to a wellspring of wisdom we already have, to courage, to faith, to trust. It's about, you know, just believing that this too shall pass. There's somebody who, I love this quote from somebody that says, we need to learn to embrace uncertainty. You know, some of the most beautiful chapters in our lives won't have a title until much later. So this time we're living through right now, a pandemic, we're not going to have great perspective of that till maybe sometime later. But what are the choices you are making in every moment of your day as you walk through? I was one that loved to have to-do lists. And I left the house one day with 6 things on my list. And I loved to check them off, you know, beginnings, middles, and ends, something that made sense. And then the first stop, when I came back to my car, I had a flat tire. And, you know, it threw off the rest of the day, but in that moment of waiting what seemed like an endless amount of time for the auto club, I never leave home without paper and pen. So I happened to have my doodle book with me, and I just sat there. It's like, well, what can I do? I could sit here and call the auto club every second, or I could just, you know, try and chill out.
So you just doodled.
I doodle.
That's
I doodle.
Awesome. That's awesome, Carol. I love the simple things. We talk a lot about the simple little things we could do, and it doesn't get any more simpler than doodling, and at the same time, any more powerful because it's so simple. That's a reflection of its power, is its simplicity. Thank you so much for bringing that to everybody's attention. The Doodle Lady. How can people get a hold of you if they want to?
Absolutely, can reach me on the website, thedoodlelady.com. I'm very good about responding to people. The book is up on Amazon. There are many, many things that we can do to walk through these challenging times. What I love about doodling is it is so cost effective. You need pen and paper.
Yeah,
you can do
great.
It most anywhere except when you're driving a car. And children can do it as well, which really creates a wonderful family activity during this time.
And the book is really powerful stuff. Just like doodling is simple and powerful, the book is simple and powerful as well. The healing power of doodling. Thank you so much, Carol. That was really, really inspiring and enlightening. Appreciate it. Have a beautiful day. All right, that's Carol Edmonston, and her book is The Healing Power of Doodling. Carol's the Doodle Lady. TheDoodleLady.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Check out our websites, BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com for longevity products, Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.